Previously on Half Party.
Last time on Half Party.
Half Party, get caught up in the Half Party. Boom, ba-doo, doo, doo, boom. Hey, everybody, we are Wild Stallions, yeah.
Last time, a leisurely stroll between Merrick and Solo. And their good friend, Cornwall. Corny.
Cornelius is his last name.
Cornelius. Taylor Cornelius.
Taylor, not Theodore Cornwall.
Ooh, though, but that's a great name. Write that down.
Yeah.
That Taylor.
Theodore Cornwall.
Theodore Cornwall.
But like I was saying, last time on Half Party, a leisurely stroll through the CHC. Nobody's there. It's Beach Week.
Beach Week.
It's Beach Week.
Everybody's working on their tans.
Not even the speakers are there. They're gone. So Taylor Cornelius gave us a stroll to the store where we paid high dollar. We paid more than what we got. You know what I'm saying?
Five-finger discount.
Yeah.
Thumb
no,
stuff.
We didn't steal it. What? Five-finger discount is stealing.
I mean, it was like we
and
were stealing.
And then we went and got our mail. Well, I got our mail. It was a beautiful painting depicting the effervescent, valuist, loyal, beautiful image of Solo Dalethorpe crushing his enemy, Fen Davenport. And then I went and found a cat. I don't know what Merrick did. He wasn't there.
I mean,
you actually furthered the plot, I think.
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm...
You got a cat, though.
I don't
even know you have a cat yet.
Yeah, no, I'm fairly certain you actually got useful information, whereas I went and got Cinnabon ice cream.
Oh, wasn't there like a fly in the Cinnabon ice cream?
No, there was a hair in the mint chip.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I actually have that written down. Mint chip is favorite ice cream. Cinnabon. Yeah, I should have read my notes.
And that is what happened last time on Half Party.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Half Party. I'm Bjorn Falk, your DM. With me, as always, I have Daniel Diagnoff. And Justin Smith.
Bonjour.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, as you heard last time, we did a little Everybody's Away, the Cats and Mice and Everything Else Will Play. Toolied around the CHC a little bit, and we ended up with Merrick chasing down his newfound friend in Taylor Cornelius and his old found friend in Solo Dalethorpe in the commissary, where they had found a tiny little kitten, a Displacer Beast kitten. It's like, while it is tiny, it can
also...
Oh,
that's a natural... No, mod 20. You got a mod 20.
Mod, I thought mod, it was a 17 Matt. Plus 3. That's I did mod, listen yeah. to the episode before this one. Viewers, I want you to know that.
I did click my pen at 1 hour and 15 minutes in recording. There's... What's the cat's name? We're all wanting to know.
Yeah. I feel like that is the...
Oh, should we do that in there? We should do that.
Yeah, I feel like in character we should say the little kitty looks up at you with large, large watery eyes, a tearful, tearful gaze as it longs to hear its new name.
And I just know this? Oh, I'm going to use insight, actually. Like...
Are you going to inside it with your fist?
It's a cat. That cat does not give a fuck about what you call it.
No, no. He just said it's longing for its name.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I need
what
to
you
know
think
that.
A cat is thinking. They.
I will know what he is thinking when I inside him.
Go for it.
That's going to be a mod 20.
How are you inciting this cat? Like, you can't. As much
I'm
as you can read
him.
A cat.
I'm petting him.
Solo Dalethorpe. Incites trees.
That's true.
And tunnels about which direction to go.
It's
and
really
walls.
Good.
And he always rolls really well.
Suspiciously
so.
Well.
Do you know what my modifier in insight is?
Once we get a budget, we're going to get a dice cam going.
Because my modifier in insight is plus +6.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yep. Should have known.
Well, it is a wisdom-based skill.
Yeah, he used to play rogue. That's how they do things.
And I have proficiency in it.
Right. This kitty cat is purring a soft little thrum in your hand.
What's that? You want to know your name?
Meow.
Is it still purring? Okay, it meows. Yeah. And I will call you Basil Punchy de Hillthorpe.
Basil?
Basil for short. With the middle name Punchy because he's like me. He likes to punch.
And he seems to really enjoy that and then begins to lick his paw where he got a little bit of the ice cream on it. Really, pretty content
with
the
name. Does he look like he's like shadowboxing? I'm going to start shadowboxing, you know.
You get no reaction from the cat.
Oh, that's sad. That's not what the viewers want at all.
I know. So it's a cat.
The name is Basil.
Fantasy rules only go so far. You don't have dancing cats. That's ridiculous.
I'm gonna take a break then. I'm going to have Baby B do the rest of the podcast.
No, please don't. I'm so
sorry. I'm here, everybody. How's it going? Bada bing, bada boom, baby.
And a lightning bolt comes down and kills him.
Got to give the people what they want.
No one wants that.
I've had three people separately tell me that his New York voice is really good.
Don't encourage
really
him.
Really good.
Three people from Texas. They've never been to New York.
I don't know if you know this. A majority of our listenership is based in the Lone Star State because those are the people I can make listen.
It's true. Like we kind of like spread it around a little bit, Facebook share and stuff. But Justin is actually,
I think I've
waterboarding
made two,
people.
I think I know two people who listen to it.
Cool story.
So I'm really excited to find out what we do next. I've been waiting for 2 weeks about where we're going to go.
Merrick, you make your way through the empty commissary with the tables and chairs all kind of neatly set up and everything clean. The lights are low and some popping back on as you make your way through the hallways as they have. And you see across the counter behind inside the kitchen where I think food would be normally prepared, you see Taylor Cornelius, a little tuft of his hair floating, being so short and being a gnome. You identify that as, oh yeah, that's where my buddies are. As you're making your way over there, I need you to roll a perception check.
I don't even have my... Oh god, I'm so embarrassed.
Did you say you don't have your dice?
I don't even have my dice out right now.
Hmm.
What do you think this podcast was?
Storytelling. 16.
16 on the dice. You see in the corner, just in the edge of the shadows, a small red glow. About the size of maybe a small baseball.
A small baseball?
On the floor or just like floating?
Floating in the corner.
Like 6 inches off the ground?
Don't
floor?
You worry. You're playing with your kitten.
Yeah, you're not even here right now, Buckle.
You didn't have your dice ready. I'm just trying to help you out.
I'm fine. I got them right here. They're always nearby.
It's still a ways away, probably about 30 feet away.
I'm going to act casual, but I'm going to keep one roguish eye on it, see if it's moving, if it's looking at me, if it's some type of, I don't know. I have no idea what it is.
Okay.
But I'm not going to walk towards it yet.
Okay.
I'm not going to really change my path yet.
Okay. Yeah, your path is going a bit adjacent to it. You'll get a bit closer. And as you make your way that way, you do see this shape move a little bit. And as you're getting closer, you can see an outline of what appears to be a small charcoal black puppy with a red glowing throat.
Rudolph?
So, am I near the counter?
Yeah, as you approach, you get close up to the counter, yeah.
Is there any type of food there?
Nothing out right now. There is a small display case that has danishes and other pastry-type dishes. They're there all the time, and they're never very good. And you know better than to actually reach in and eat one yourself, but they'd probably make for pretty good puppy food.
Well, let me find something. I don't know if there's any pumpkin or like a harvest loaf type feel. I know just something that's maybe a little sticky bun. Trying to stay away from chocolate. Mm-hmm. I know that chocolate's bad for dogs.
Smart.
So I grab one of those, and then I'm going to gonna hunker down. I'm gonna get low, and I'm gonna like do a little, you know, like a little. Here you go. Not, I don't want to get too close. I just want to be down, and I want to throw a little bit of crumbs out there for him.
Mm-hmm. Roll a animal handling check.
It's not good. It's just a seven.
Okay. This small creature kind of begins. You can hear a little bit of a tiny growl start to rumble. And as it does, it seems to be much larger than this tiny creature should be able to emit. And you can see it start to open its mouth, and that light that's in its throat begins to glow brighter.
It's getting brighter, getting brighter.
Yeah, and okay. It goes from being a deep red to a hotter yellowish, orangey hue.
Maybe he's allergic.
It's all right. That's all right. I haven't gotten any closer to him, because how far away are we from each other?
About 15 feet now.
That's fine. I'm just going to put the rest of it, break it up a little bit, put the rest on, and I'm just going to go to the other side of the counter, you know, and I'm just going to just look at him a little bit, peer at him. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I don't know what he's going to do. It's opening his throat. It's making a scary noise. I hope there's no... Don't know what red means. It usually indicates fire.
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
Roll a history check.
I didn't study much in school.
Back in Elvish Boy Town.
No, we weren't really. It's just a five.
Okay. This little puppy is creepy, and you're not sure why.
This dog is creepy. Hey, Taylor Cornelius.
Yes?
Do you know, is there, get float over here.
It's,
float on.
It's me, Taylor Cornelius.
Yeah, no, I saw you just
Welcome,
floating
Eric.
Around back there. Hey.
How are you?
I'm a little disturbed. Do you see that thing over there?
Where? Oh, down there?
You see that? Yeah, that little glowing ball of hate.
They like to run around sometimes.
What are they?
Oh, well, he's a hellhound.
For fuck's sake, you got hellhound puppies just running around.
They're very nice.
What? He does not seem very friendly to me. Does he not like half-elves? Is he racist?
No, well... Most people don't, but they don't seem to have an opinion.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's the whole half-blood thing. That's fine.
But they also don't like pastries at all.
Oh. Well, do you got any raw meat back there? Is it, do you,
that
do
would
you
be
ever
perfect.
Go to the...
I have no idea where to get it, but I will search very quickly.
No, I'll
and
go and see
off.
If I can find... Damn it. Do I have any jerky or anything in my pouch?
I don't know, do you?
I just have dried food rations, I would imagine. I don't think we've
ever
picked
up anything. You probably
got
your Lemnis bar or Lemnis bread.
Right, stereotypical.
I don't have any of that. Oh, the Cubans. Remember, we had a Cuban.
We did. That was
back in the year.
Well, I scraped the mold off.
It's in the Jansport. Like, Solo must have put this in there for later. Fuck.
After a short while, Taylor Cornelius comes back up with a large, large porterhouse steak, and he's holding it, and it's like half
you
the size of
You want to give
him
that?
They love it!
Well, okay, let's at least give him a little bit at a time. We don't want him just... We want him to enjoy it. We want him to save it. Here, I'll do it.
Okay!
And he drops it.
You didn't have to drop it on the floor. Go. Pick it up, take a dagger, and I... cut some off, and I'm like, and I throw it at him.
And his posture and body language has completely changed. As soon as he sees the red meat, he becomes the playful puppy and very excited.
Yeah, not a vegetarian, huh? Are you? Not a big into gluten-free, eh?
as the meat flies towards him, he actually releases a little tiny ball of flame that like hits the... Oh, nice. The meat
well,
flambés it
that.
And lands in his mouth and it's gone.
That's incredible.
And now his
can
tongue's out a little bit.
Can you do that again? Here, I'll do a little piece. I'm like, all right, keep your eye out. And like, high arc. We're going with a high arc. We'll see if he can track it.
And his body tenses for a second, and he waits for a second, hits the arc, it starts to come back down, and poof, a little ball of flame shoots out and hits the meat, and he jumps up, twists in the air, and catches it in his mouth. And very excited.
That's pretty good. All right. Well, come and I'm gonna sit on the counter with my feet dangling. I'm gonna just keep cutting pieces. I'm like, all right, but this one I'm gonna leave a little bit shorter. See if he gets a little closer.
Okay.
Trying to wheel him in. Trying to wheel him in a little bit so that sees if he can. If I can get it to eat, like I'll hold the last piece out on my dagger and I'll just hold it down to him so he can just, kebab it.
Give me animal handling with advantage this time.
Oh.
It's a much better plan.
Raw meat with advantage. That's good. That's okay. That's a 19.
Beautiful. So over the next few minutes, you slowly coax him into becoming more and more comfortable with you until he is eating off the tip of your knife, and then he sits down and kind of like leans his head, his chin. He eat like at, through this process. He ate the entire thing.
Of course he did. It's 32 ounces of deliciousness.
Yeah, and he lays like next to you, and his body is very warm.
Little blast furnace down there, buddy.
Yeah, and Solo, what are you doing while this is happening?
Okay, well I've been shadow boxing for a while. Making sure my form's good.
Are you in the cooler? Like, are you hitting...
Yeah, I'm trying to stay warm. It's cold in here.
So
are
you, like, hitting frozen pigs hanging in the sky?
Are there any frozen pigs hanging, or is it all, like, ice cream boxes?
You are in the dairy storage, so it's...
You were just hitting ice cream boxes.
And I'm hitting just, like, flavors I don't like.
Right.
You know, like...
Pistachio.
Walnut. You know, any of the nut flavors, pistachio, walnut...
Yep.
Rocky Rogue killed my uncle.
Yeah, so I'm just in there kind of punching.
Okay.
Trying to play with the cat, you know.
Gotcha.
With Basil.
Yes.
I don't just call him the cat anymore. I call him Basil. Basil punchy to Hillthorpe.
Yeah.
And then I pick up the cinnamon ice cream. I give him a little bit more on it. Like, I take a cap off of a different flavor that I just want to leave out.
Right.
Give him some cinnamon on that.
Nice.
And, like... Kind of entice him to walk towards the door back where Taylor Cornelius is.
Yep.
And
as you exit the fridge area, the walk in, you see Taylor Cornelius in these aisles, and he's currently eating an armful of bananas. Like, he has several of them, and he's eating them like monkey style, popping them out of the peel into his mouth. He goes,
"Oh, hello! Oh, your friend's back,
Merrick.
He's over there."
And you can hear each other.
Merrick, we're making milkshake. Oh, go ahead.
You can hear each other at this point.
Oh, milkshake! Hey,
Merrick, milkshakes.
Oh, that sounds great. Hey, I don't know if you know this, they've got just weird animals running around. I've got this.
Well, it's beach week.
Yeah, but doesn't it seem weird they just have animals running around? I've got a little hellhound puppy here.
Merrick, why would you keep them locked up in a room during beach week?
Well, who's feeding them during beach week? Taylor,
well,
Taylor, are you responsible for these animals?
No.
Like, are you on pet watch?
No, they just kind of roam around.
See, Merrick, like, how are they going to get food if they're just locked in a room?
Am I the only one who thinks that's batshit crazy?
Merrick, one moment.
What?
Meet Basil Punchy de Hillthorpe. And I kind of like open my arms and point at the displacer beast.
And the displacer beast is like licking his paw.
Oh no, is that a...
This is Basil!
What the hell's on... What's the back of it? It's a... What is it?
Oh, those are its fists, I think. I think it can punch.
Is it... Okay, do you even know what it is?
It's, I don't know.
Quite
it's
hideous. It's what terrifying looking.
Medic. You're not getting any of my
Look
milkshake,
at that.
Then.
Look, I'm not being...
And
you insulted Basil!
Did you already name a stray beast?
Well, how was I supposed to call it?
It looks kind of like a cat.
As you guys are having this argument...
Don't bring that cat over here.
Merrick?
On the other side of this counter, there's a fucking dog.
You feel, as soon as you say that, you feel a tugging at the back of your boot.
Oh, what's
And that? You look down and you see the tiny hellhound is... Like biting on your boot and like wrestling with it.
Stop! Will you stop that? I've already charred from the last couple of fights in the tournament. Stop it!
And he looks up at you and he's got his big playful eyes now and his tongue's
right.
All
no, in. I've got this, and I take just like my gaunt, like my fucking bracer, and I throw it. I've got I'm like go get it.
And on the tile floor, his paws like trying to get going. He can't get purchase, and eventually makes it bead after it.
Oh, I see, Merrick. You get to have a cute, adorable play friend, and I can't name Basil Punchy de Hillthorpe.
This is not my friend. It's just a stray animal. I think it's wonderful that you named it.
And as you guys,
cost me your bracer.
As you guys are having this conversation, you hear that sound that you hear when somebody slides across a countertop. I can't do it with my hand right now. They're like, eee-er. And then 2 feet hit the ground. And just a couple feet away from you on your side of the counter, you see Mary Kilgrew. And she looks at you and says, oh, hey guys. What are you doing here?
Did she just risky business in here? Like, did she do like a foot slide in?
Well, maybe a little bit, but like, I wasn't going to take any of the food. No,
aren't you supposed to be on beach week?
Mary, aren't you on beach week right now?
We're just getting back.
Oh.
I'm going to set the ice cream down?
Did you guys... I'll be right back. And she runs back into...
You know, she's quite...
Merrick, maybe
she's
we should
quite
go.
Beautiful. Like, did you ever
Merrick,
think
Merrick,
about that?
Merrick,
she's
right
just
here,
got
right
that...
here, Merrick. Oh, Merrick, right. Merrick, right. I slap Merrick.
Bah! What'd you fucking hit me for?
Merrick.
What?
Don't you think that was a wee bit, awkward?
It's awkward for you to jump slap me.
Merrick.
You're very, what's awkward? Her leaving?
Yeah, she was all like, and then she left.
But do you want to go too? Fuck.
And
yeah, as long as Basil can come with me.
You see Mary returning from the dry goods storage room with the hellhound in her hand with your gauntlet in his mouth that he's slobbered over. And
that is
her pockets
disgusting.
Are bulging with these little containers, and you're not sure what they are. And she goes,
is that your dog?
I wanted to... it's not mine. I was wondering if this is yours. It looks like it matches your other one.
The gauntlet, let me just have
yeah,
let
here,
me take that.
Here you,
let me,
here
that
you,
thank you.
Here.
Thank you. It's like Turner and Hooch.
Yeah, he's
I'm
like
just,
hanging on to it while you're
I'm
trying to shake
shaking,
him off a little bit.
Wait, he's still attached. I'm like, God. All right.
And eventually you pry him free and he's
okay. There you go.
Sniffing
Taylor.
Around the floor. Yes.
Taylor Cornelius, can you get like another piece of meat here?
Or
a bone? Hey, can you see if there's any bones?
Perfect, I can do that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks. Thanks, Taylor. Mary, what are you doing here, and what's in your pockets?
Okay.
Did you just go raid the pantry?
No, I'm...
Are you hungry? Like, I feel that we could just get food whenever we want here.
Kinda. Well, they like to hold on to certain stuff, so my favorite thing is s'mores, and I just wanted to get some extras. You know, sometimes I just need a little... me time, and I like to have s'mores in my room over the fire. It's really nice.
You've got a fire in your room?
Yeah, you guys didn't get one?
Solo, do we have fire in our room?
I mean, when I was tearing apart the room, I don't remember tearing apart a fire.
Yeah,
cheap
room.
Do you want to, you know, before everyone gets back,
what are you guys doing back here?
Do you want to hang out? We could just get, Solo is making ice cream. He's got this great Basil friend. Basil Punchy.
Nice
to
meet you.
Look at Basil Punchy.
You know that's a beast, right? Like they're...
What?
Like when it grows up, they're big and mean.
Like I could ride him.
I mean, probably. You're not the biggest guy.
Hey, easy on the not the biggest.
Physically. But
I didn't hear it because I got lost.
I know. He and Taylor are really sensitive to the short jokes.
I'm imagining galloping on the back of a grown Basil Punchy de Hillthorpe riding into battle right
Mary,
now.
Mary, is that a displacer beast?
Yeah, I think so. And you've got a hellhound. You guys have weird pets.
I don't have... This is just a... Is he down? Is he at my feet?
100%
right now?
At your feet, like sniffing around and licking them. And, yeah.
You want to go hang out and have s'mores?
Yes, I do want to do that. And I've also
got the ice cream, and I lift the ice cream back off the floor.
Like both of us, it's not a weird thing. Just you're the only one here. Taylor's a bit odd.
Yeah, they'll be back in like probably an hour.
We should go.
Yeah, probably. You guys want to go to my room? Because yours is the cheap room that doesn't have the fire.
Well, we also have a friend over, so yeah, that'd be good. Let's...
A friend? Okay,
We're just going to swing by.
We'll get there when we get there, okay.
And check I'll meet
you guys
on...
my room. I'm up the stairs from you guys, down at the end. You go down to the end of the hall, up the stairs, three doors down.
Yeah, sure. Okay, that's me. Three doors down. Yeah. Right, great 90s band. up the stairs. We'll see you.
Okay, yeah, I'll see you guys. I'll see you guys. I'll get...
It's really nice to see you again, Mary.
And she's gone.
God, it was really nice to see it. Are you going to carry Basil? Do you have, like, a leash?
Oh, Basil will just climb up on my shoulder. Watch.
Tell me there's a role for this.
Yeah, like, I don't know what's, like, a persuasion role?
I put my arm down. What kind of role do you want?
It's like animal handling. Entice? This is all animal handling.
It's animal handling.
Persuasion?
But you're not actually handling the animal, and you haven't trained it to do this.
Right. You gotta start somewhere.
That's true. You gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, that's a 10. It's probably not going to do
okay.
it.
Basil goes over to you and nuzzles your hand a little bit, and you kind of give it like a little, come on, and begins to climb up your arm, but then gets real nervous about like the middle of your forearm and just digs in with its claws. And the little...
So it's holding there?
Oh, yeah. It's little head tendril things clamp on as well. It's like...
We're going to go then. We're going to go with it like that.
Okay.
Taylor Cornelius.
Yes. Here, I've got a bone.
Thank you. Bring your bananas. We're going to have a party.
It's enormous.
Yeah, it's huge. It's bigger than...
Did she say that they're going back in an hour?
Maybe. Maybe they said that everyone would be back in an hour. Yeah, I think so.
Manic, that's what she said. Were you listening to her?
Of course I was. Eyes up.
Well, very good. I should best be going.
Where are you going to go?
Away.
Does anyone know that you live here, Taylor?
Shh.
Do you hide in... Can we contact you sometime? Could we... I'll speak quietly. Can we be friends?
Thank you. Yes. I'd be most happy to have new friends.
Here.
He could hang out with Tootsie while we
this
hang
is,
out with your friend.
I take just a scrap piece of paper. I'm like, when you want to talk to us again, burn this card. And it's not a magical card. It's just a piece of...
I don't think you know how this works.
Did you do an arcana check right now? I mean, I'm bluffing you right now.
I'm a wizard.
Fuck, hey, you are. You're a wizard, Taylor.
Well, catch one of the speakers and hold it and speak into it. And I'll be able to hear you.
All right. Well... We're in the cheap room.
Do you have
room.
Any tips on catching them?
Run really, really fast.
That's exactly what I do.
That's pretty good.
Hardcore. Parkour.
Oh, that's pretty good. All right, well...
All right, I best be going.
Bye.
Goodbye.
And he... off on his little disc.
That's very odd, you know. All right, you've got Basil Punchy. Let's go.
And you guys make your way.
I throw the bone to the dog.
And it's a massive bone, like the leg of an elephant.
Is it bigger than he is?
Oh, yeah. And he's dragging it happily along, like, you know, when a dog has the stick that's way too big for it. Yeah.
You don't have to stay with me.
He's following you 100%.
I think he's going to stay with you.
He doesn't have
to. You should give him a name, Medic.
I don't have... We're not... he breathes fucking fire.
And I kind of like lift my arm up.
Do you see what he did to my gauntlet?
Do you see how much Basil is like loving this?
Basil is not loving it at all. Basil's
terrified. Can we do a Basil loving it check? Can we just do a check? Could you fake roll a dice for everyone, for the viewers at home?
Well, if you'd like to see what it rolled. Not that one.
Is that one?
That one.
Oh, that's two.
Okay. That's two.
He's not loving
it. Not loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm not loving it.
I'm going to like, Basil, do you want to go down?
It doesn't say... Dan, you can't talk to cats.
I love that we just broke
Solo
character.
Doesn't
like,
know Dan.
Bjorn just addressed Dan as like, are you aware of how bad cats are as pets?
I've seen him talk to his cats before.
Dead air. Like, he's not...
Sorry,
he's like,
that's like four clicks you're going to have to deal with.
When he gets nervous, he clicks.
Basil is not loving this.
Medic, I need to stop for a second.
All right. That's fine.
I put my arm, like, elbow down towards the ground so Basil can, like...
He immediately gets on the ground. And you see him relax visibly.
I try and take the
bone... I'll pet the top of his head.
From the dog.
I'm sorry, what?
Pup. I try and take the bone from the pup.
And he's not having that. He does not
just,
want to.
I mean, I am bigger than... I'm going to try and get it from him. Is this an athletic check?
this is... Yeah, I guess it's an athletics check. No, it's not athletic. It's a strength check.
That is fuck! I almost had you! I almost had you! That's clearly an athletic move. 14 turns to a goddamn 13.
Okay. You're able, after quite some convincing, and you drag him a little bit, and he digs in, and he's growling, and he's playing. He's having a great time.
I'm like, yeah.
He's loving it, and eventually you wrest it away from him.
And then I'm going to dex throw that fucker. Like, we're going to throw it back...
Hey everybody, Bjorn your DM here, just checking in with our little mid-episode break. Sorry about that awkward cut with Justin there. A couple of his roommates decided that it was a great time to surprise him outside his window, so we had a little falling apart and the podcast went to hell pretty quick, but then we got it all back, so we'll get back to that here in a minute. I wanted to let you all know that we are planning on releasing a Christmas episode. We are at a weird spot where I didn't want to release one like right after Christmas, and I didn't plan it well enough to have one right before Christmas. So we're going to do an early release of an episode either this Thursday or Friday, whenever I can get the editing done. And then we'll be ready for a little early Christmas present for everybody. And hope you all enjoy it. That's it for me. As always, I want to say thank you so much to at Madly My Own and RGB the Band. And with that, let's get back to it.
Attack roll, throw, what do we want to call that?
I think you can just go ahead and huck it, but you can make an attack roll to do that.
I feel like it's a ranged thing, yeah. So 14 plus 4.
Okay, yeah. And
I don't think I'm proficient at throwing bones, but I hunk that thing down the hallway.
Yeah, it clatters down the hallway, and he jets off after it.
All right, let's go. Let's see if he catches up.
And you guys make your way down the hallway.
Is Basil following me?
Basil's kind of following you, and
he's just like
getting slightly distracted. Like, I don't know.
I'll drip like little bits of the ice cream that I got then. I'll just kind of like scoop some out droppings.
I'm like a 16-year-old angsty punk rocker.
And Basil is super into it, following from spot to spot. Nice. Definitely following in tow. And you guys make your way back to your room. As you do, the Hellhound, you can hear coming down the hallway with the bone clunk, 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 clunk on each of one of the stone.
All right. That's fine. Come here.
And he comes here and he drops the bone.
You did so good. You did so good. Come here. And I'm going to see how heavy this thing is. I'm going to scoop him up a little bit. I'm with bone in one hand so he sees it, and then try and scoop him with the other.
You scoop him up. He's light little baby puppy.
Very
like
warm.
A feather.
Mm-hmm. Very warm. All right. Let's open the door.
Mm-hmm.
See how Tootsie's doing.
So the door swings open. You find the room as you left it.
Music box playing.
Music box playing, and Tootsie just out cold.
All right.
In a not unconscious way. A sleeping way.
I'm gonna put the bone by Tootsie,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be like, all right, little fella, this is our friend Tootsie. If you could keep him warm and keep him company and watch over him, that'd be good. And just chew on this bone.
You know, dogs don't understand you.
Dogs do, actually.
Justin. What?
Yeah. And he looks up at you and hops up on the bed and begins, curls up and begins gnawing. the bone.
There's the bone, right there, and just keep him warm. All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to leave the door open because don't want you to destroy anything. Lord knows what would happen if you were pissed off. Do you need anything before we go visit Mary?
He's not
solo. No, I'm not. I'm not talking to the dog anymore. I'm talking to the other person on this podcast.
Do I need anything?
Yeah. Do you need anything before we go talk to Mary? Like, do you want to spruce up? You know.
What are you trying to say, medic?
Well, I know that I'm gonna put on some smell good stuff. We just came through two fucking portals. My hair's still a wreck.
I guess I should find if there's any clothing that I could put on my top half.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're shirtless right now.
Oh, yeah, no, I've been shirtless for a while.
Yeah, you got rid of the goblin vest a while ago.
No, I gave it to a kid before the final match.
Yeah. So you're just pecs out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't have any other change of clothes. There's the underwear and socks that are in the...
I guess I'll change my socks right now.
Yeah, you go ahead and swap those bad boys out. It's been a little while. They're pretty stale.
So we don't have any other clothes.
Nope. You guys have focused your purchase power on other, some would say, more pressing items.
You've got a beautiful robe.
It's true.
Do you want to wear it?
It would cover up this, and I show him my staff. I'm assuming it's got a strap or something I can, like...
Yeah, you got it. You've got mount. It kind of, like, bandoliered around your chest.
Bandolier, yeah.
You know that that's not just for hitting.
I look very confused.
All right, that's
what
fine.
What language is that, medic?
I'm just going to leave.
Are you speaking Elvish?
Let's
medic,
go.
Medic, where are you going?
just walking down the hall.
Medic!
Are you leaving Basil there?
Basil, let's go.
Basil's coming with.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys make your way down the hallway, find the staircase, and head up three doors down, and you find... Mary's room with door open, and her room is about double the size of yours. It has a very distinct cabin feel to it, large beams, and it's cozy. Like, the immediate feeling you get is warm, cozy, inviting. There's a large bed on one side, there's a large desk on the other, and in the center a large fur rug, and then a big roaring fire. And she's
just you in here, huh?
Yeah, she's got three chairs set up kind of around the fire. Really, she says, nice. Yeah, come on in.
It's really nice. It's a nice place you've got.
Yeah, do you guys know how to do this?
S'mores?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck, Elvish Boytown. S'mores were great.
Good.
All the time.
Cool, yeah. Gotcha, Solo, don't worry. I can help out. And she sets a stick up for you and says, come here, sit down. And Basil...
I go and sit down and, you know, entice Basil with some more dripplings.
Basil starts to ignore you a little bit and lays down in front of the fire on the rug in front of you guys and stretches out and enjoys
it. That's my Basil.
I mean, look at him. He's beautiful. He's just majestic.
I mean, he's pretty cool, I guess. But, okay. I've got a question.
We got chips!
You guys got more chips?
Mary, we got fucking three more chips. Do you want to get cool tattoos with us?
Medic?
Oh my god.
What?
Nothing.
What? Mary's our friend. She got chips with us the first time. Uh-huh. There's only a few people we can trust in this world. Dapa, being one. You, being two. Basil Punchy, being three.
Aye.
And Mary Kilgrew.
Being four.
Yeah, I think three. Yeah, four. Yeah,
four. All right.
And then Tootsie.
Oh, what's your question, Mary?
Well, I was wondering if you guys wanted to help out on it's one that I've been working on for a little while, but there needs to be two groups to do it at the same time.
Oh, you need some help.
Yeah.
From us. Did you know that we're actually called Half Party now? We just won. Solo just won a tournament.
That
I did.
That's a pretty catchy name.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I like it.
Thank you.
For those of you viewers at home, Daniel Diagnov actually leaned into the camera. Just did a little lean into, like, it's really good. I'm looking out for you, viewers. Remember, www.half-party.com for your comments.
Trying to steal my viewers.
I mean, we were actually kind of don't know what we're doing next. we just got back and everyone was gone for beach week, so we didn't really know what we were just going to hang out and maybe talk to Eustace. What do you need help? I mean, we always want to help you.
I think this would be a quick, it has to be a quick one. It's the cursed Twin Cities, and well, basically we have to remove the curse at the same time. They're a little far away from each other, so.
Oh, like a Romeo and Juliet type situation.
Kind of, but not at all. There's no one in love and no one murders themselves.
But if it's not done within the same amount of time, then the fight restarts.
Sure.
The curse remains.
Yeah, I mean, like, you have to... You lost me
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's obscure.
Very confused at this point. Merrick is doing his, like, flirting thing, and it just baffles. It baffles Solo.
It baffles Mary as well.
I wasn't even trying to flirt. I was just making a reference to a World of Warcraft fight mechanic because it was you have to do it at the same time. It was great.
World of Warcraft. Merrick, you're going on about...
All right, sorry. Stop. No, I was doing a reference to a popular MMORPG that we used to do. There was a mechanic in the fight called Romeo and Juliet where if you didn't kill the second person... Within minutes.
What raid was this in?
Seconds in game time.
Are you talking about the monk fight with the three monks that you have to kill at the same time?
It originally started in Kaza, in Karazhan. Like OG raiding.
That's pre our time.
It's a popular fucking mechanic. Like they brought it back.
Never heard of it.
A Romeo and Juliet fight?
Nah. I mean, I know the protectors fight.
I need
protectors. You're talking protectors.
I think he's talking about protectors.
I need Chris McCaslin to write in at whatever his last name is. I just call him
he's
Dova.
He's definitely not going to side with you after calling him McCaslin.
What's his last name?
Metzen?
McLaughlin.
We have three different last names. You guys, viewers, decide what Chris's last name is, and we'll see if he weighs in on a Romeo.
We'll get that Chris to write in.
He's not gonna listen. He doesn't listen to this.
We
podcast.
Take all this out in post, right? Yeah. We can just go back to the curse of the twin.
It's
got to be quick. It's got to be quick.
Yeah. So we have to go to both cities at the same time.
Right.
And I think you guys go to one city. I'll go to the other city. And then there's like a series of puzzles that you have to solve pretty quickly. And then you have to break the curse, and like there's this big thing, like a glass enclosure, and you hit it, and there's a crystal inside. You smash it, and then you get it all. Like it's all done. The cities wake back up. Oh, also the cities are full of people who are frozen.
Why do we want to do that?
Oh, there's chips.
Mary, why are they frozen?
Yeah, what happened? Who froze them? How do you freeze a whole city?
It's part of the whole, you know. Cursed part of the cities, the cursed twin cities. So like, there's two cities, and they got cursed.
Who cursed them?
I don't know.
That's fine.
They've been this way for a very long time.
We do a lot of things without really needing to know. How many chips?
Two. Well, there's four. I would take two, and you guys would take two.
Right.
So we'd actually get to split them.
Hey, quick question: what did you do with your chips? Do you actually turn them in, or are you building your own urn?
I'm turning. Well, I'm doing a little bit of half and half. If we're being honest,
inside check.
Roll your inside check.
She just said if she was being honest.
Nat a total 20.
And you see, it's a very genuine look on her face. She's being very honest.
So, like, as if with your two, you would give one to him and keep one yourself.
Yeah, that's kind of how I usually do things.
Is Eustace on the level?
I don't know. I really don't know.
How long have you been working for him?
I've been working with Eustace for about 2 years, and it's been... I don't know if I trust... He knows a lot, and he doesn't say
a lot. He's got that book. It's a heavy book.
Should we tell her about Francis?
That we should have killed him?
Mary, Francis actually did some really dickish things to us.
Was he trying to get the chips?
Yeah.
I think he was trying to do more than that.
You think so? I think he was just trying to get the chips.
Merrick.
What?
Do you remember the whole Mike Tyson
Oh, right, when they cheated real bad.
You guys, did you guys do the Brawlers tournament?
I don't know, some fight thing.
Yeah, it was in, I don't know.
There's a really asshole that ran it.
Mike Tyson's legendary. He's...
Well, Solo beat him.
Yeah, what? I mean, I knocked him out.
Knocked him out cold.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys have been busy.
Yeah, about six episodes.
Yeah, I fought a lot. We punched a lot of things.
A lot of things. We were in a yurt for a while.
Yeah. Definitely were not.
I think
not,
it was more of a vestibule.
Insight check.
Wait, no.
I had the fucking DM. So yeah, we've been, it's been good. If we can do this, we're not very good at puzzles.
He was at Beach Week.
Mike?
No.
Francis?
Yeah.
Francis went on vacation?
Wait a minute. How long ago was he at Beach Week?
Like when I was just there.
Was he there the whole time?
No. He showed up late.
Did he look rough?
He looked pretty terrible. He said he was out chip hunting.
Haggard, even.
Ooh, yeah. Haggard. Excellent word, my man. Up high. High five.
Up.
That's a good one.
We're sitting down, though, right? So it's not that
it's
high?
It's not awkward. It's only when we're standing.
Did you just up high me when I'm, like, half your size?
You're in a grown-up chair. It's not like she's got halfling chairs ready for
you.
Do you
know how arm length works?
I need a nature check from each one of you guys.
I've got long arms.
This is to see how good you are at making s'mores.
That's a nature check?
Yeah, because you do it in nature.
What do I add? Oh, yeah, that's a four.
Because you do it in... Duh.
Four.
You do it in nature.
Oh, yeah.
So, Solo, you haven't been paying attention the whole time, and you just have a small ash on the end of your stick. Like, no one taught you how to do this, and you thought you were doing it right. And Merrick?
Is this
15?
15. Excellent s'more. You did the...
Elvish boy town.
Nice
scouts.
Browning. Melty. There's a little bit of the solid left in the middle.
You know, guys, this is just so nostalgic. Like... I can't wait to take you guys back to Cultus. Elvish Boytown is so great.
I think I'll pass on well,
guys,
sometimes.
No, it's going to be fun. We could go. You guys can meet my ma. She's Elvish. She lives forever.
I don't think like Basil will want to go, you know,
Mary,
and I don't like to be away from him for
Mary,
that long.
We met my da. My da pa.
Really? What?
For the first time.
Wow. That sounds his like an emotional roller coaster.
His name's William St. John.
What a beautiful name.
Yeah, it was really cleverly devised.
That's amazing.
What's happened over here? When do we need to go solve your... Maybe, you know, if we do a good job, we could celebrate after, right, Solo? We could celebrate.
We could do a little party or a half party. And she smiles like, really big.
Oh, did you see what she did?
I do, Merrick.
Isn't that great?
Yes, Merrick.
Hey, could you excuse us one minute, Mary? Could you excuse us 1 second?
Do you want me to,
just we're gonna no, we're just gonna turn our chairs, and I will turn his chair for him,
okay.
And I look at him. I'm like, listen, I know what you're thinking right now. I will never pick a girl over you. That's true.
I kind of nod a little bit, and I go, all right. There is a small chance that I would pick Basil over you, but,
it's a new
relationship for me.
He's got those little things, and he can punch, and he seems really into you. Can we do a check to see how into him at this moment Basil is?
Basil's pretty into you. Like, when you turn your chair around, he got up and followed you, and he's, like, purring against your legs right now.
Yeah, I get it. That's
nice. Do we think Basil's into charred marshmallow?
Do we?
Are you going to insight check? Are you going to insight check?
I'm going to put the stick down towards where he is with the marshmallow on the end of it.
Nope. Not into it.
Yeah, me neither, Basil. And I'm going to take it and throw it,
do you throw
into,
it
the fire.
Into the fire. All right. That's fine. And I'm going to scoot the chairs back. All right. We're back. Thanks. Thanks for that. Yeah. Just had to clarify something with my mate.
Solo, she hands you a s'more. She says, this is what they're supposed to be. And she hands you one.
No one's ever taught me this. And I just start chowing down.
It's delicious. She goes, well, do you guys want to get out of here before...
I don't. What about Tootsie? You haven't even met Tootsie.
What are they gonna... What?
Do they do room checks?
Not really.
Are you gonna take Basil with us?
I mean, or we could take him back to the room. But then I'd leave him with your friend?
My friend...
Nameless dog?
It's not my dog. It's a... Why do you think it's my dog?
I don't know. Nameless is, you know, he's a pretty cool guy.
He's not... A, he doesn't have a name, much less name being nameless.
His name's Nameless.
No, I thought you named him Nameless.
I haven't... Interesting. It's not my dog.
So you're gonna name him Merrick.
Can we talk... Can we talk for a second? No, we're not moving any chairs. Okay. You can hear this too. I'm not responsible enough or ready to have any type of pet.
Oh... Merrick.
I don't want to get into it.
And you think I am?
It seems like you've really hit it off. He's really into you.
Hey.
Right. It's just was a bad... It's just, it's fine. He'll watch over Tootsie. There's no name, not my dog. Let's go before anyone gets here. Are you bringing Basil?
Basil, do you want to go on an adventure?
Basil didn't say anything.
I think Basil's coming on an adventure, Merrick.
Fuck, let's bring him along. What's the worst that could happen? Literally, what is the worst that could happen? Having a tiny, adorable displacer beast with us.
Do you have a loose bag around
here?
Yeah,
here's... You want to carry the Jansport now? You can't leave it.
I would say don't leave it anywhere.
Don't leave it anywhere.
And I'm going to open it up
so that Basil can climb into it. Look, they can do the thing. Like, that's what's... Can't they, like...
What?
Can't they...
Merrick, what are you talking about?
Displacer beasts.
Basil?
Yeah, he's a wild animal that has certain powers that he can, like, appear and disappear places, right?
Merrick, I don't say rude comments about nameless wild animals.
There is... I'm not acknowledging that anyone is named nameless around here, so we're just breezing over that. It's fine. Merrick. Here's the bag. Don't lose the Jansport.
Well, why would I if Basil's in it?
Mary, let's go.
Yeah.
Should we just hold on to these chips? Do you have a safe place for them?
There's a safe in your room, although...
That's not very safe, is what I'm gathering.
I keep mine...
Where do you keep yours?
In my safe.
Is your safe safe?
I haven't had anything stolen.
Are there chips in there right now?
Yeah.
Let's put them in there.
Okay.
Solo, do you want to put him in there? Or do you want to hold on to him? It's insight check or something. Just what do you want
to
do?
I'm going to insight check.
Okay. What are you insight checking?
If he thinks that our chips are safe.
If she's being honest about the chips being safe in her
safe.
Safe.
Gotcha.
Secure in her safe, or are we just really enjoying the wordplay of safe and safe?
I got a 10, so
super safe in the safe.
Maybe we should keep one.
You know,
because how are we going to get back? We need three to get back, right?
Solo, you are like a little angel of brilliance sometimes. You really are the greatest fighter I've ever met. We'll hold on to all three. Let's go.
Okay.
Are you opening the portal? What do we do to go?
Yeah. Oh, there's a portal room that you can exit from.
What?
Usually Eustace does it, but there's like a, you can do it in the library. I'll show you. Come on, let's go. I got to grab a couple arrows, but otherwise I'm good to go if you guys are.
Yeah, I'm just, you guys stick together. I'm going to pop in and make sure Tootsie's okay.
I guess I need to get Basil into the bag.
Animal handling check.
He wants to like ride in it.
I'd like to assist. I don't know how I can assist. But I'd like to assist. Like, maybe I'll hold the bag as, like, and we have this.
15.
All right, roll your assist. D6.
Do you want me to use a number, or do you want to just give him advantage?
D6.
3.
All right. Without issue. Actually, does the headfirst dive kangaroo style into the smaller compartment of the Jansport and, like, rolls around so his head's poking out and the end of his tail's flopping out, too?
Nice, and I put the Jansport on, you know, and high shouldering it so he can really see over my shoulder.
Pull those straps tight. I'm gonna jut over to the room real fast, just by myself.
Yeah, you guys have to pass by it anyway.
but I'm going without them.
It is three doors down.
No, it's downstairs. It's three doors down, then down the stairs.
Yep.
I make a point of going by myself, and I get in there and I'd see how everyone's doing. Tootsie and the Hellhound.
The Hellhound is
just cuddled up there with him.
He's asleep at this point on the bed.
Well, the music box is still going. Apparently, works on everyone. I just look at the door and I just have a real quiet moment, and I'm like, "All right, friends, we're gonna be back as quick as we can. You take care of him, okay? Both of you." And I just close the door and I get a bowl of water. I don't know if he needs water. Probably doesn't like water at all.
For Tootsie?
Just roll credits.
You know,
I'm
just
done.
Just because he's an orc, he can still use
just
cups.
Play the fucking... I write a little note.
You're not even there! You're not even there! Sorry. For Tootsie?